Hi, Grant.
How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Let's get this started with Matt.
Hi, Grant. Just how would you assess that for a first outing getting out there?
No, it's just good to be back out there. I enjoyed it. It's great to pitch in front of fans. It was, it's just a good feeling to get back out there. And, it wasn't like I wanted it, but, it's the first outing of, I don't know, I guess real baseball in a year and a half or so, So I enjoyed it.
What were you focused on working on today?
Fastball command. Curveball wasn't really there. I was trying to, hit the corners. I think that got away from me a little bit with missing a little off and walking those two guys. But other than that, it was everything else was working well. And yeah.
Shana?
What are you hoping to build on after this outing?
I'd say just coming back feeling good, coming back feeling strong, throwing more strikes, more quality pitches instead of, I was kind of a little bit spraying today, but it is what it is. And, curveball as well. I need to throw that for more of a strike and more of an out pitch so I don't, they don't sit dead red fastballs because these guys can hit those.
Martin?
Hey, Grant. I know past spring trainings, you kind of haven't had a much of a chance to, make starts. I think this is your first spring training start. But how are you looking at your situation here this spring, just knowing that you might get a little bit more of a chance than you have in past springs to kind of show the big league club what you can do in games?
It actually feels great. To get the chance to start is, it's a great feeling. Actually doing what I feel that I'm supposed to do, being a starter, going out there and preparing before the game, getting warm, like an actual starter. It felt pretty good. And it's a pretty good feeling knowing that they chose me to start a second game, So I'm going to take that and build on it, and hopefully I'll get another chance.
Manolo?
Hello, Grant. You had a solid 2019. Then, of course, like everybody in the minors, you didn't get a chance to pitch in the minors. How important is going to be in your career to have an opportunity now this year to pitch whatever the level you are assigned to?
I think it's a big step. I feel that I have the stuff, and I feel like I have I've been prepared. I prepared this off season to, if we did have a season, it was kind of if wishy-washy there for a little bit. I feel that I am, prepared and confident and healthy enough to pitch at any level, given the chance,
Yeah, when you came along from the Dodgers, you came with a Franky Montas. Could you talk a little bit about the difference between that Montas that was what you were there in the Dodgers and this Montas now with the Athletics?
I'd say he's grown a lot. I can say he's definitely become more of a pitcher instead of, he still throws hard, but he's become more of a pitcher, he's grown a lot. He had the season that he had last year up until his last couple starts, but he was lights out there for the first half of the season. And seeing that, it feels pretty good knowing that I had a teammate doing well, both with the Dodgers and with the A's.
Matt?
Curious, what did you feel like you were able to accomplish at the alternate site last year?
Mostly my mechanics. I worked on those quite a bit. Worked on pitch grip, a felt my curveball got kind of away from me there for a little bit. So we got the edutronics down there and, you know, figured out what I was doing wrong and what I was doing, fixed it. And, you know, just got me back my regular curveball. And I feel like the alternative site was good and bad, you know, because, I mean, we were facing the same guys every 5 days, kind of monotonous. But at the same time, you got to work on whatever you wanted to work on. It didn't really, stats didn't matter. I mean, you could go out there and throw all curveballs if you wanted to. But I think it was thankful that I got to go to an alternative site. Unlike some guys, they'd sat at home all year and, you know, that kind of sucks. So thankful I got the chance.
Then lastly, what'd you think of the throw by Garcia to end the first inning there?
He threw him out by, I think, 15 or 20 feet, especially on a curveball. I mean, that was a heck of a throw. I'm glad he got him out.
All right. Thank you, Grant.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grant.